Well, hey there, sweet teacher, and welcome to the Joyful in Primary podcast. Congratulations, you have found your people. Whether you are reveling in the joys of primary teaching, searching for your teacher joy, or looking for a way to get it back, this podcast is for you. My mission is to help you find joy in teaching, because a joyful teacher is a teacher who stays. And sweet teacher, we need you. I believe every teacher can find this joy inside, and I'm honored to help you achieve just that. During our time together, you'll find encouragement, classroom management tips, and teaching strategies all focused on improving your joy. Because the more joy you have, the greater your impact will be on your precious little learners. If that sounds like your kind of destination, let's get going on this journey together. My sweet teacher friend, how are you feeling? If the word overwhelmed comes to mind or strikes a nerve, this short but sweet episode is just for you. I want to give you strategy-packed content, but in a shorter time, so that is my goal for today. In this episode, we're talking all about teacher self-care. Take care of yourself with a big, bad B word. It's not a real curse word, but to you, it may feel like one. The word is boundaries. And if you don't have boundaries, let's set them today together. To understand boundaries, you must first see their importance. Boundaries guide our life and help us divvy out our time. What we are and what we are not willing to do, those are boundaries. And in the end, like I said, they are all about time. Time is so precious. It is literally the vehicle of our passion. Without time, we have no purpose or passion or anything, really. And so we have to have these boundaries to protect that. But let's talk about some steps in case you need to set some boundaries. First of all, you must recognize what your boundaries are. Be intentional and think about this for a little while. I know you're busy, but in the end, it could save you so much time and energy if you just know what your boundaries are. I suggest writing them down. Put them in the Notes app on your phone, somewhere you can have a quick reference. Include a list of your priorities. Think about questions like this. What outcomes do you want from your teaching and your life? What areas of time are sacred to your priorities and your overall well-being? How can you filter requests that are made to you and your time? Write it down. I'm willing to do this, but not this. Once you have recognized your boundaries and written them down, use this new understanding of yourself to filter those requests that are made to you and get comfortable staying true to your boundaries. Most of the time, we feel like other people are trying to take over our time, when really, mostly, it is just us being so willing to give that time away. It is us who has control of our boundaries. Something else you need to do is practice saying no. Is that another bad word to you? Teachers are perfectionists and we are undoubtedly people pleasers. But boundaries is not actually a bad word. And no can be truly a nice word in itself. It can be a word that shows honesty, humility, and care. No, I can't do that for you, Miss Bentley. I'm sorry, because I don't have the time to focus and help you get it done. Or no, I wish I could coach this team this year, but I have too many other priorities that are taking the best of me for now. See, the more you practice using that little two-letter word, the better you'll get at it, friend. Just recognize it as a way to be kind to others and kind to yourself. And truly, that is what boundaries are. Kindness to yourself. Teacher self-care. With more time and focus, joy will follow. That's it for this short but sweet episode. If you love today's content and you're feeling particularly overwhelmed and need more of this kind of message, take a look at the list of related episodes I've shared down in the show notes. Until we meet again, go make a difference, my joyful teacher friend. Teacher, I just loved getting to share this time together. If it was valuable to you, consider signing up for notifications at teachertony.com/subscribe. Never miss a tip, strategy, or freebie. If there's a teacher you'd like to share some joy with, please invite them to join us. But I hope to see you back here soon. For now, I want you to picture how your teaching life can be more joyful after today's chat. Right now is the best time to go make it happen, my friend.